Chaim, Chaim.
Chaim.
Yeah. So this week we have the mitzvah of Schiras HaMolech, which is to remind us to do the other mitzvah saseh of Mechias HaMolech. So I just want to read the Lashon HaRambam. So now, you know, HaMolech's not the only nation we're commanded to kill out. No Democrats here, right?
You have to kill them.
Right, right. You know, there are many other races that we have to obliterate. The there's a Shiva Samin. So I want to compare and contrast. You know, the Ram puts all these mitzvahs together. So we'll start with the mitzvah, which of Hachrim Tachrimim. So mitzvah saseh lahachrim shivas amamin, shnei mahachrei tachrimim, v'chol shebo yorachmem v'largo over v'loy saseh, shnei malo sachai kol shama. Now that, now are you a mevatel mitzvah saseh, if you don't do what you're supposed to, but you're also over on the losev lo sachai kol shama, and says the Rambam, v'kvar avad zichram. You know, this mitzvah is no longer applicable. They have already they've already disappeared. And Ram goes on to say, Halacha hei, v'chein mitzvahs aseh la'abed zecher Amalek. There's also mitzvahs aseh to obliterate the zecher of Amalek. Now, very interesting, to come, one inference to make over here, is la'achrim shivas amim, and then there's la'abed zecher Amalek. The Rambam is copying down the Lashon of the Torah, right? That the Torah did something which needs explanation. That since the beginning, Parshas Beshalach, Ki mocho emcha es zecher amot b'tachas ha'shemayim, or what we're going to read in this week's Parsha, Parshas Zohar, Timcha zecher amot, afikte b'loshen zecher, right? Which is by the other Amor, just says kill them all. By Amok, it's like zecher, right? Wipe out the zecher. So you know the Rashi, Rashi in Chumash deals with that, and Rashi himself understands, right, that this is coming to that the din that there was by Shaul HaMelech, that they had to destroy also the livestock, right, kill the animals. So that's Rashi brings that, to be miyashiv this question: why zecher amalek? Just timcha amalek, just like by Shazam, hachrim tachrimim. So Rashi understands to get out of this question to explain the pshat, which most Rishonim disagree. They understand that this thing by Shomach was a haras shah, this idea of killing out the livestock. So Rashi, to be miyashiv lashon hamikra, says it seems that killing out the livestock, the animals, is midoraisa, and that's what means zecher amalek. But in the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't bring any such halacha. And Minchas Chinuch also points this out, that the simplest understanding is that this din by Shaul to kill the animals was a haras shah, lefi shah. Right, so the question still remains, so you won't find this halacha in the Rambam of killing the animals of Amalek. So why is it the Rambam is keeping the Lashon HaTorah, and Amalek is Zechra Amalek? And so keep that in mind. So if unless we say like Rashi, why is Amalek Zechra Amalek? So keep that in mind. So okay, v'chein mitzvah la'abed Zechra Amalek, shara timcha Zechra Amalek. Mitzvah say liskor tamid masav harayim v'arei vaso, and it's also the mitzvah saseh that we do in this week. To always remember his bad deeds and how he ambushed us. Kedei l'orei v'aso, shem ha'zochos ha'amalek, p'yosh v'amu, b'peh, lo tishkach b'leiv, shosu lishkoch e'vaso v'sin oso. So now, the question that we'll deal with first, what is the din taka by Amalek? Right, we said by Shira Samin, kvar avad zichram. Right? So seemingly, that should be the case by Amalek also. Right, show me on the map where Amalek lives. Go ahead. Right, we don't know who they are. If they've exchanged DNA with anything that moves. Right. Right. So it's good to speak in a totally Republican audience. All right. So Simi, you would think the halacha should be the same. Kvar avad zichra. But the problem is, it doesn't sound like that by the Rambam. The Rambam said it by the Shiva Sa'amim, but then he goes into Amalek and says, you have to kill them out, you have to remember them, and to never forget what they did. And he doesn't mention Avad Zichram, makes it sound like, you know, by a mulek, it's all systems go. Everything's fully in effect. But the Minchas Chinuch, you take a look, he assumes, listen, the Svara says that they're the same like the Shiva Sa'amin. So Minchas Chinuch himself asked the question. So Kfar Avad Zichram, so what's the point of remembering? They're gone. So well, why should we do Zachar? So this, I'm just saying, you take a look, as I remember it, he says, as we say in Prisk, Adinaza, right? So Adinaza, you got to remember what they did, to you, to hate them, even though they're not here. It's Adinaza, so even though it's not Nogel and Maisa to kill, so as you should kill them out, it's one of these things that the Torah was mitzvah, even though seemingly the time of the mitzvah is in the past.
Doesn't the Torah say the first that the Mokhah is but Hashem
Banu? Very good. So, very good, right? But it's what the as I remember, you'll check me on this. This is how the Minchas Chinuch understands, right? That there is no difference. Timcha Zechar Moak is equally non-applicable as is as Hachrim Tachrimim, right? And we do Zohar still Adayom Hazeh, Dinaza, that the Torah said to never forget what they did, even though killing them out, that the thing that mitzvah facilitates, even though it's no longer in effect. That is the approach of Minchas Chinuch. So now I want you to listen very carefully to the Lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer on Mitzvahs. And this is actually on the mitzvah Achrayim Tachrim, not on the mitzvah Amalek. So and it's mitzvah Sasei Kuf Pei Zayin. Hu Shitzvah La'ar Kshiva Amin Shiyoshu Beretz Kanu La'avam Shem Shorsh Avarazov Yisodom Arishon, and the Ram, of course, says the Talmud Mitzvah, why these people are so bad is because they are the Shorsh of Avodah Zarah. Varazach Ben Tachrimim, Uber Lanu, Abre Oksun, She Siba Zekre Shloma Mikvrasov, we have many psukim that there's a time for this mitzvah, they'd be a bad influence on us. So he says like this, Vula Yachshov Choshev Shizosa Mitzvah Sheinu Nohegas Ladoros. Now you might think that this is not a mitzvah noegas medaros, and the Rambam is referring back to what he wrote in his 14 chapter introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in his 14 chapter introduction laid down shorashim, the criteria of what qualifies to be counted as a mitzvah. So shorash shlishi, right, is that you only count something that's for all generations. So someone might ask on me, why am I counting this mitzvah, including it? It's not noeg l'doros because they've already, they're gone. So it's not applicable, right? So it's not forever and ever. So why am I counting this mitzvah? That's what someone may ask. But he says, ze omnam yachshav mi shaloi vit inyan minen noeg l'doros vein l'doros. Right? That is, someone who would ask this question just didn't understand what I meant when I spoke about that it has to be a mitzvah noheg l'doros, right? Ki tzivu shnishlom bagir tachlisu mi bilti she has a toli bizman yadua, no rabbi eno l'doros. A mitzvah that no longer applies because you accomplished everything the Torah wants you to accomplish, you just finished the job early, that's not called that the mitzvah wasn't noheg l'doros. No eno noheg l'doros means that it was time-related. It was shazman groma in a sense that it's only from this time to this time. The mitzvah expires on the clock. That's eino noeg l'doros. But if a mitzvah is, it applies for as long as it applies, but it's to accomplish a certain objective. You're very, conscientious, and you finish early, and you didn't take all of the zman of the shita alfei shnin to get it done, it's not called that the mitzvah is eino noeg l'doros, because it's never put on the clock that it will expire. Right? So finishing early is not a chisorn in eino noeg l'doros, right? Because the mitzvah was batsim said for as long as it takes, forever and ever. Just you finished early. Right? That which I said, eno noeg l'doros, shouldn't be counted, saying that was from only expired, that expiry date, that the tzivui goes away. Right? So this is what he says. This mitzvah of Hachrei Tachrim is noeg in every generation. It was never time restricted. It was never time sensitive. Every generation where the mitzvah will be possible to be performed. So listen to this, what he says, kafi mesiach lefi tumo. Hatachshov, kishiyovar Hashem yisale zera amolek viachriseu adachriso, kamo shiyye bimheira biyameinu, kamo shiyivtiach osonu b'omro, kimocho emcha zerach, eno l'doros. Right? Do you think, right, that with Mechiyas Amolek, that Hashem should just do it speedily in our days, as he promised in the end of Parshas Mishach. Kimocho em chazek. You think because of that, you know, even if it will be tomorrow, finally, Hashem will get around to it. We'll say that's eno noig l'daris. Zeh lo emor, avonog b'chol dor v'dor. Kol zman shenimtza mizera amolek. Mitzvah l'achriso. Right? But rather, you know, the mitzvah is midor dor. Anytime you find an amoleki, kill him. Right? So even if Hashem would finish the job tomorrow, you know, it's still called noeg l'doros because the tzivui was never time sensitive.
Okay, Hashem finishes the job, how's this going on Amaleki then?
Excuse me?
Hashem finished the job.
He didn't. He said, if
no,
Hashem...
He said that even if Hashem finishes the job, it's still noeg l'doros because you'll find an Amaleki.
Right, in the sense that no, any it was never the mitzvah never gets suspended. In any door that there might be an amaleki, you kill him. So if the job gets done earlier, it's not a chisaron called eno noig l'doros because the time, mitzvah was never time sensitive, right? So just you finish the objective early. That's it. But you know, but the mitzvah is l'doros for any door that's applicable. Eno l'doros means that from the beginning there was an expiry date of when the mitzvah no longer applies. Right, so it was on the clock. Right? It's not on the clock. Anytime it's possible. But what interests us, you know, for our discussion, is what is B'Mesiach V'Torah. Do you think that when Hashem will finally take out Amalek, that at that time we'll say it was Eino Noeg L'Doros, so Rama B'Mesiach L'Fi Tumo, you know, he's discussing the mitzvah of Shiva's Amin, you know, says Amalek's around, and we're waiting for Hashem to wipe him out. Right? So where is he? Right? In what way does he still exist? So you see, Mufurish, from what the Rambam said, Kilu b'msich v'tumo, not like the Minchas Chinuch. Amalek's out there, right? He's out there, right? And maybe his existence is a tricky one. That's why what the Rambam puts the stress on, maybe we have to rely on Hashem to do it. Kimocho emchev, but you know, but he's out there. And you know, and when, if we could ever identify him, we would have to kill him ourselves. So first of all, you know, so what we learned so far, you know, is Amalek's out there, and the mitzvah of Zohar is not a din azah. It's very much for its literal meaning that Zohar, as the pasuk ends off, Timche Zechar Amalek, to facilitate, you know, killing him. But now we have to understand, as much as we see that the Rambam is to be read in its most literal way in Hilchos Malachim, dafka by Shivas Amin of Ad Zichram. But not by Amalek. But now we have to define the nature of the existence of Amalek, why it's called that he is, yes, still around, even though the Shiva Amir are called that they're not around because they intermarried, you know, and Avad Zichram. But Amalek is, yes, still around. Yes.
Are you assuming Avad Zichram means that there, it's impossible, I mean, it was finished, or that we just don't know because they're Muvla?
Right, so same, same thing. No, they dissolved. They dissolved. You know, they don't have the national identity dissolved. You know,
I'm just saying it's because the Hefetesi that the Rambam believes he could identify Amalek either. Hashem could get rid of that.
Right, right. But if I said, but you know, but the Rambam is very adamant, you know, that Avad Zichram, they are something of the past. Shiv Samim are something of the past, right? Amalek's not something of the past. You know, and now it may be because of what we're going to explain, you know, it might be hard for me and you to do Timcha Zechar Amalek, but they're out there, and therefore, lefi this. Of course, Zohar definitely applies, right, for its most literal purpose of keeping the hate alive, because he's out there, right? It may be hard for me and you to find him and take him out, so Hashem has to take him out. As opposed to Shiva Samim, there's something in the past, Avad Zichram, and that's what he says, that's why he has to explain, even though Avad Zichram, it's not a called a chisaron of Eino Noeg L'Doros, because the tzivui never was, time sensitive. Tzivui was never said without any time restrictions, right? There was never any time restrictions on tzivui, so even though the job got done early, right? But the tzivui was forever. And same thing by Amalek. Do you think when Amalek will be killed out? Right, so Amalek's out there, Shiva Samim are not out there. What's the difference? What's the difference? So, something very interesting. We're going to read in Parsha Zohar. Right? When Hashem is going to give you peace from all your enemies around you, so blot out, obliterate the Zechar Amalek. The term Zechar Amalek has yet to be explained. Right? But here's my question. What you would think, Mikol Oyvecha Misaviv, right? would include, you know, Amalek, all your enemies around you. He's not in that klal of Kol Yivecha Misavi. Timcha Zecher Amalek. Now, it's very interesting that the Megillah, you know, as it's often, you know, the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, you know, pattern, you know, there's a lot of phraseology that they took a lead from the Chumash. And you can see this, hear this in the Megillah. V'noyach me'oyvehem v'harog b'soneihem. V'baniach Hashem mikol yivechem misoy v'noyach me'oyvehem. Timcha zok v'harog b'soneihem. Very nice word from Rav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh Yeshiva in Miami, that, you know, one knows the Gemara, that when Esther came to expose Haman by the second Mishteh Yain, so she first pointed Achashverosh, Ish Tsar V'Oyev, but then the Malach pushed her hand, Haman Arazi. Right? Yeah, so Rav Yochanan Zweig asked a simple question, how did Chazal know that? Where's the murmurs in the Pasuk that she first... Ish tsar v'oyev, v'aniach Hashem okecha mikol oyvecha misaviv. So all the other nations, there are oyvim, right? There's mikol oyvecha misaviv. Ish tsar v'oyev, right? Haman, you know, is, you know, he's a sone. He's not an oyev. He's a sone. You know, the difference between oyev and a sone is an oyev, you know, that's an enemy. There's a point of contention. There is a way that you could resolve that theoretically. As opposed to a sone, the guy just wants you dead, l'shmo, right? For the sake of you being dead, that's a sone, right? So the remez is ish tzar, Haman's not an oyev. That's mikol yivecha misov, he's not in that cloud. And that's ish tzar v'oyev, that was Achashverosh, Haman ara azeh, right? Divrei pi chacham chen, it's a beautiful word, and it stems very nice, is what we're pointing out. So Amalek is not in the cloud of kol yivecha misoviv. So my question is like this, so where is he standing? He's not misoviv, right? He's not around you. Where does he stand?
With you.
Yeah. So there's something amazing to point out, you know, which explains how, you know, the mutually exclusive, you know, situation that there is between Klaiso and Amalek, that we cannot coexist. Everyone knows, you know, Rashi, beginning of Chumash, Bereishis, B'shulah Torah Shnikras, Bereishis, right? This something else called a Rashis. When Bilam looks at Amalek, he says, Rashis Goyim Amalek, right? First amongst nations. Right? So, you know, and that's, and we're going to define that more in a second, but the most basic point is, you know, we're taught in geometry. There's room for infinite points on a plane, but there ain't no two firsts. So there's room for infinite points on a plane, but there's no two firsts. You know, there's no two firsts. It's like there's no two centers, right? See, Amalek wants our place in reality, right? You know, and that's really, you know, we're supposed to be all a goyim, just like we're the racists of the Bria, and so that's true of also of all the nations. They should all follow us. Like the pasuk says, "Vahochu goyim la'orech lasid lavo." They're going to follow us. You know, Amalek wants our place on the checkerboard. You know, he's not misaviv. He wants our place. That's what he wants. Yeah. So now here's another interesting thing. You know, so that explains how this type of mutually, why he's not misaviv. He wants to stand where we are. And that's why he can't tolerate our existence. He wants our place. Right? You know, that's why coexistence with him is impossible. Right? But here's another thing to think about. Right? How big does a rachis have to be? I need you to think about it so I can take a mobile home. Right? Yeah. Infinitesimal. It doesn't have to take any, you know, the ratio is like infinitesimal, right? You say it takes 1 second long, and why? I'll cut that second in half. And that first half I'll cut in half. And it's infinitesimally small, that nekuda that you call ratio, right? The first. Right? It's not, it just exists in thought. No, it's just a concept. It doesn't have any real tangible length to it. It's an idea, right? And this fits with another Chazal, Yisrael Olu B'machshav Atchil. That was voracious. It's like the first thing Hashem had in mind, right? It's the original point from which the Bria branched out from, right? So the amazing thing about Amalek is, and this is a Ramchal in his Sefer Knes Hashem Tzvakos, is that he could be a racious, you know, he could be a concept. Just like Am Yisrael is, we're a nation, but we're also a concept. You know, Yisrael Olu Machshava Tchila, the Flo Sechol Machshvo Sechol Eleinu, we're the focus of the Ribbono Shel Olam thoughts, right? Amalek could actually have, you know, be an evil twin in that manner. And says the Ramchal, this is Sefer Kinas Hashem Tzvakos, by the original Milchama with Amalek, it says, Vayachos Yoshua es Amalek ve'es Amo l'fi charev. He weakened Amalek and his nation. Yeah, say Vayachos Amalek. Oh, just Vayachos es Amo. Well, that's... So says the Ramchal like this, very interesting idea, that Amalek started losing their national mass, right? The space that they took on the face of the earth, they already started losing that with Yoshua. Right, Amo, the Am, right? And you know, with Sheol, you know, the next major war with Amalek in our history, next, you know, big one, you know, Sheol whittled them down to one guy, Agag, right? Haman is Ha'agagi. They stopped being a nation, you know. Sheol, you know, their nationhood, as Tom, having a place on the map to call their own, that was on its way down from already the first Milchama, and Sheol finished that off, totally, right? You know, when Haman came on the scene, there was no Amalek on the map anywhere you could see, right? You know, Amalek, you know, Haman was a Persian citizen, right? I don't know if he came in legally or not. I don't know the right lottery system. I can't tell you. Right? If Trump would have been, you know, there, it wouldn't have happened, right? All right, so got in there, got free Medicare, everything, right? All benefits, right? So he's a Persian guy. He's a Persian, rose up to, you know, level of Persian prime minister, right? You know, he was a Persian citizen, l'chol davar, right? You know, there was no Am called Amalek, you know, then, you know, and so the Ramchal says it was on its way down already from Yoshua. It was Vayachalosh. Right, it got, and says the Ramchal, that's why the Torah called him already then, Kimocho Emcha es Zecher Amalek. Their nationhood got whittled down to being a concept. And that is the amazing thing that's terrible. You know, a huge cock that Amalek has, that no other nation has. They have a conceptual existence. All the other umos, right? You know, if they assimilate, they're gone. Right, they don't, you know. So Avad Zichron by the Shiva Amin is simply not that they were, you know, that they were laid waste. They stopped. They intermarried. Okay, this the Am is bottle, right? Because they intermarried. It's over, right? Because once the nationhood is bottled, there's nothing left them. Amalek is racious going, racious, right? And racious going means he could be anybody. Racious going means he's a concept, but also means he takes over the nation's mind. Right? Like Chazal tells us, no one knew how to sell Lashon Hara like Haman. Right? The Megillah says it's like a three-line conversation with Ahasuerus, and he incited him to annihilate the whole Jewish people. And since the Ramchal says, you know, whenever, you know, you have these type of ideologues that invade and infest, you know, and take over the mind of a nation, that's the Klipa of Amalek. They're racist guys. They could, they're the head of all nations, so they could take over the head of any nation. Right? So I'll tell you, are the Germans Amalek? I don't know. Hitler definitely was. Right? In the sense that koach, right, that you could come and capture the mind of a whole nation and incite them to genocide, that's the koach of Amalek. And that's Zecher Amalek. Timcha is Zecher Amalek. You know, the concept lives on. There are carriers of the concept. Right? It's a virus. I mean, corona. You know, it's like the, you know, that's why it's happening in Purim. It's actually, Amalek's a virus. No, so that's a davar nifla. You know, we have a Messiah, you know, that the Goyen had simonim of Amalek. What does that mean, simonim? You know, so all you have to do is identify one. I know I have to kill out that whole people. And that's, they say, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that when he was by one of the czars, the kid, you know, it was Tsar Nikolai when he was a kid, spit in his face. And he said, that kid had all the simonim of Amalek. So if the kid, the stomach of the father, no? No, lav dafka, right? Amalek is Zecher Amalek. He has a unique existence that, you know, because of his racious goyim that the others aren't, he has a conceptual existence and it could pop up anywhere. And it could be that, you know, his father is not Amaleki, he is an Amaleki. Like a, one of these recessive genes, you know, skips a few generations, pops out, right? And that's the Nekudah. That's why it's called Zecher Amalek, right? And that explains to what extent, you know, he could kind of coexist with us. We, you know, he wants our space in reality, right? He wants our space in reality. So how is there room for him to stand? Now, you understand why he wants us dead. Because to the extent that we're down and out of the picture, that vacuum is where he could move in, right? That's the place he wants to occupy. But how is he around at all if we're here? The answer is like this, right? He's just an idea. He's a concept, right? And there's two types of concepts, Emes and Sheker, right? Right? Sheker takes up space in the mind, right? Right? He's a concept. He's a concept. So there's, you know, there, you know, he, as it were, exists in the, call it, in the global imagination and the global consciousness. You know, the way Sheker takes up space in people's minds, even though it's Kulo Sheker, it's not real, right? And that's it. So now with this, you understand very, very well, right? Why Amalek, you know, he's not Mikol Vechel Misaviv. He wants where we are, right? He wants to be racist, right? Now, and it's the machlokas, you know, machlokas, it's the battle between the concept that's real, Yisrael, Shnikru Rashis, versus Amalek, Rashis Goyim Amalek. And because, you know, the aspect of him that's just not killable, you know, because it could pass like a virus from from nation to nation, right, is this inyan of Zecher Amalek. Timcha is Zecher Amalek, the concept of Amalek. Right, that's what's deadly about Amalek. That's what makes Amalek a shapeshifter, right? So, you know, if at, you know, in the days of Parsimarisol, the Persians were, you know, the minions of Amalek. Haman was their Rosh, right? And, you know, he was their Rashis, and they all followed his lead, right? Then it was Hitler, and now it's the left, right? Right? Now it's the left, right? You know, the problem is, you know, Shem Jirachim, our Jewish Democratic brothers, have been forced to open their eyes. You know, 70 years ago was the people on the, what you call, political right. Amalek, he moves, you know, he moves with the times. You know, they're living in the past. Amalek is, you know, you know, he moves with the times. Now he's on the left, right? We don't have to worry about a bunch of, you know, rednecks, you know, who dropped out after third grade. They're not a threat to us, you know. You know, that's, you know, it's, you know, the, what?
Unfortunately, I'm not sure it's right or the left. Or
he moves. He switches sides, even on the same day. You know, whatever. I always say, you know, evil's got no principles. Evil doesn't have principles. Right? Do you think, I'm Amalek would say, I was with the right until now. I'm not stepping towards the left. Of course, he doesn't care. He shifts. And that's the shot. Since evil has no principles, you have a person like Linda Sarsour, right, or Ilhan Omar, you know, together with the liberals, you know, what do they agree on? Tell me. What? Do they agree on abortion? They agree on gay rights? They agree on nothing, right? And they're like, you know, best friends. Because right? Evil has no principles. Well, they're not principled people. They don't care. So, you know, they agree on nothing. You know, get together just to be against Christ or against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So the... right, so with this we understand, you know, the... And that's why the biggest weapon that we actually have against Amalek is Zachar Es Asher Asacha Amalek. Right? All right, and that's what the Rambam says. So first of all, everything in the Rambam is to be taken in the most literal form, right? You know, Zachinu, right? That the Shiva Samin, you know, Kfar Ovad Zichram, because there's nothing more to them than their national identity, and that's Bato. Amalek, because he's racist Goyim, which plays out as this Bechina called Zecher Amalek, the concept, that's why he's still around. And that's hard for me and you to get our hands on. So that's why Rambam says for mitzvahs puts the emphasis, Hashem will do it. But the Rambam is saying the mitzvah still applies. And I think the Rambam is alluding to a Medrash Tanchuma on the mitzvah saseh of Zohar. Right? You know, Tanchuma does psukim. You know, because the pasuk, you know, synthesizes the two distinct mitzvah saseh. It's one mitzvah to remember him, and there's one mitzvah to kill him. You know, Zohar, Timcha Zecher Amalek. You know, the Torah put these two mitzvahs, I say, sandwiched together. Right? So now the Medrash Tanchuma asks it as a stira, like this. All right, and then the Ramchal addresses this also in that same sefer, Kinas Hashem Tzvakas. Right, you know, the Meir Tanchuma asks as a kasha, stirim psukim, because in Parshas Pesach says ki mocho emchezech. Hashem says I'll do it, like the Ram brought in the sefer mitzvahs that we read. Right, but of course we know that we have our own mitzvahs to say of timche zecher amalek, like the Ram brings in the yad. So the Meir Tanchuma asks as a stirim psukim, and Meir Tanchuma says something very interesting. Ata zochreu lamata, vani mochkeu lamala. Right, we do zocher on earth. And that generates a response from heaven. Hashem will do in Mechias Amalek. Because the Iker Kiyum of Amalek is in Machshav, right? That's the Stakus. That's, you know, that's the Apikorsus. You know, that's the anti-Sandal. All these false concepts, all the fake news, right? That, you know, is, you know, filtering and influencing. You know, fake news, even though it's Kulo Sheker, people, you know, react based upon it, right? A lot of money moves and a lot of things happen based on just fake news. Right? You know, that's the mitzvah of Amalek that there is. Right? So so Zohar is not just a hechitimtze for timche, but when we are not able to identify him, Zohar is the timche. Ata zohreu milmata, vani mochkeu milmala. Because the mitzvah of Zohar, to constantly be aware about him and to constantly hate him, to not accept the sheker, not be accepting of the sheker, right? You know, you have to ask yourself, you know, if it's just to forget about him, Timche Ezechrot, we should forget about him, we shouldn't have this mitzvah. You know, the only one that's talking about Amalek is us, right? If we would abolish Parshas Zohar, we would have forgotten him already, right? No, but the pshat is like this, we have to remember him and see him for who he is and to be hating of the sheker. And our hatred of the sheker gets a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that he removes the sheker from the world. To the extent that you are unaccepting of sheker and you reject sheker, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Ata zochreu milmata, you see him for what he is, the low life that he is, and you don't accept him as being real or as acceptable. Hashem responds also in response to our rejection of Amalek, he responds to that, and he's mochkeu milamala. All right, Baruch Hashem, we have to have unmitigated intolerance, right? Intolerance for all evil and all careerists and all any type of compromising of Torah values. And of course, we'll be ma'abed, Amalek, and right. And be megale, the sakin al machu shakai. Chaim, Chaim.
This is Mumun. They say, or Chatzko and others say that.